From the magnificent Midwest, it's the Suzanne Venker Show, where men and women are equal in value but wildly different by nature. Join us here every week as we challenge the culture's hugely flawed narratives about men, women, sex, and love. From coast to coast and from around the world, thank you for joining us. Hey, everyone. So I have some good news and some not so good news, although the not so good news isn't really all that bad. It just is going to require a bit of an adjustment. Okay, so two things. First things first, my new book, How to Build a Better Life, A New Roadmap for Women Who Want to Prioritize Love and Family, is officially available on Amazon. And I'm going to tell you all about the book in just a moment. But my second announcement is sort of important. I need to shut down the Suzanne Venker Show. I'm sorry. I know this is going to be disappointing for some of you, but I'm not disappearing. I'm actually just choosing to use YouTube going forward as the primary platform for my work. So what that means for you, if you're an avid listener to this podcast who finds this platform super convenient, which I totally understand because I listen to podcasts every day, if you want to keep following me the way you do, you need to do that on YouTube. I will be on there periodically. I mean, hopefully every week, but not necessarily every week, but certainly regularly. And you can listen. You don't have to watch just because it's YouTube. A lot of people think, well, that's all video. And yes, it is. But you can certainly listen in the same way you do here without having to look at me just because I'm there, if that makes sense. So there is a way to continue listening this way. It's just, you just kind of have to restructure how you do it. I also have an Instagram page and a private Facebook group page for listeners of this show. But as far as new content goes, my platform choice is going to be YouTube. I simply can't keep up with everything, especially with this new book now out. I'm going to be doing the media rounds for a while. And if you want to keep up with that, again, YouTube is going to be your best bet. I would also urge you, if you're not yet part of the Suzanne Venker Facebook group, to join that page, as I mentioned earlier, because I do post on there regularly. Finally, if you go to howtobuildabetterlifebook.com, you can sign up to get the first 20 pages of the book for free. And from there, you'll get weekly emails about the goings-on regarding the book, if that is something that interests you. Okay. Now on with the book talk. So what is How to Build a Better Life about? How to Build a Better Life helps women who want to build more balanced lives with family at the center make smart, professional, relational, and financial decisions that allow them to achieve this goal. So how so, you might ask? Well, here are some examples. By, for example, rejecting cultural messaging. That's a huge one, really obvious to all of you who listen to my program that I would start out with that. It's all about living an examined life and living for yourself and not for what other people tell you is the thing to do. So that's number one. By playing the long game, thinking far out, not just about tomorrow or next week. By unleashing your femininity. By dating for marriage rather than just for fun and knowing what to look for in a husband. By choosing a flexible career that works well with motherhood. By being financially savvy so you can stay home with the littles. And by getting the education you need that no one ever gave you on a child's first 3 years of life. All of that information is in this book. Who's the book for? Pretty simple. I wrote it for young single women who want to find a husband and build a family-centered life, and for married mothers who want to quit their jobs and stay home with their children for a season. So while the focus sounds like it might be for young 20-somethings, and it is, there is plenty in there, and I actually repeat it often in the book, that you are not doomed if you are in your 30s or even older, and you did things, quote-unquote, wrong, you know, not the best way in your 20s, and you need to sort of correct, course correct. That is this book is still for you if you are in that boat. So if this applies to you or to someone you know, you will absolutely, no question about it, want to buy a copy of How to Build a Better Life. It is a game changer. The book is now available in paperback, Kindle, and the audio version. I get asked this a lot, and I think you guys will probably want to know this more than anything since you're used to listening to me. The audio was read by yours truly. So again, if that's something that you prefer, you can find that on Amazon now. So the premise of this book rests really in two main facts. The first is that whom you marry and how that marriage fares will have more effect on your happiness and well-being than anything else you do. This one decision colors all of the rest and determines the direction your life will take. And any long married person can confirm this. So that's one thing. Secondly, most women's priorities change dramatically by the time they hit 30 or thereabouts. What you think you want now, well, that's assuming you're young, what you think you want in your early 20s or even mid will very likely not be what you want later. Your priorities change, pure and simple. Not only that, the research is clear that the overwhelming majority of women still desire marriage, even though we know that marriage seems to be declining as a general rule. So given these facts, what sense does it make to tell young women to prioritize career over marriage and family? This mindset may get them ahead in the marketplace, but it undermines their success at home. It almost always leads to more debt, more breakups, more fertility problems, and far fewer choices down the road. In How to Build a Better Life, I outline the lies women have been fed about sex and dating, men and marriage, and work and motherhood, and chart a new course for women who want to make marriage and family their number one priority and build the rest of their life choices around that. So basically the opposite of the way they're taught to do it, which is career, career, career first, and try to fit in everything else around that. I'm turning that on its head in this book. So now I'm going to read to you the table of contents. Chapter 1, live an examined life. Chapter 2, prioritize marriage and family over career. Chapter 3, unleash your feminine power. Chapter 4, date with purpose. Chapter 5, don't not have babies or not stay home with them just because you have debt. So that chapter gets into the whole money aspect of, having children and trying to live on one income or one and a half incomes or whatever for X amount of time. Chapter 6, change your definition of work-life balance. Chapter 7, learn the truth about daycare that no one ever told you. And chapter 8, love your life, not theirs. If you still haven't read the first 20 pages of How to Build a Better Life for free, I have mentioned this a few times. I'm not sure, however, I'm going to repeat it again because we don't know who did and didn't hear it. For free, just go to howtobuildabetterlifebook.com and you can sign up to do that. And if you have read those pages and you're ready to dig into the book, click the Amazon button on that same page. Now that it's up, it's ready for purchase, like I said, in all three formats, paperback, Kindle, and audio, read by me. There are also tons of reviews there now that you can read. Finally, if you're the parents of a young adult daughter, or even if your son has a girlfriend and you have a, decent relationship with her, consider giving them this book as a gift. Like I said, it is a game changer. Okay, so enough of that. I want to thank you all so much for your support these past almost 5 years. I can't believe it. It would have been 5 years in July since I recorded my very first episode of the Suzanne Venker Show with Dr. Laura. I don't know how many of you go back that far with me, but she was my very first interview on this show. And that was back when I was doing interviews pretty much every week for, gosh, maybe, well, a couple of years. I really didn't just come on here alone for a while. Again, I know that ending this podcast will make some people unhappy. I'm super sorry about that. I know it's just, you know, it's disappointing, but as I said, I'm not disappearing. Just head on over to my YouTube page. I think if you Google Suzanne Venker YouTube, it should show up right away. And then when you get there, make sure you hit subscribe. And if you're worried about missing stuff in general, it's even better if you become an email subscriber by going to suzannevenker.com and scrolling down just a bit to that section where you put your name and email in. And then you'll get regular emails from me that I write personally, by the way. No one else does it. And it will get dropped into your inbox directly. And I'll do this with my videos. There'll be videos that are, you know, when I put one up, I send it out in my newsletter. So that's probably the best way to keep up. Okay, everyone, I'm signing off. It's been a great run, but I got to go sell this book and I'm going to be at it for a while. I got lots of interviews lined up and I will be sure and post about those on social media and in my newsletter. Thank you, everyone, once again, really, for your support. And I can't say enough. I want to say I'm going to miss you. However, not really. Because I'm going to see you over at YouTube. See you there. And that ends this episode of The Suzanne Venker Show. As always, you can reach me at suzanne@thesuzannevenkershow.com. And don't forget to leave us a review on whatever platform you're using. See you next time.